From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Tuesday, May 7th. Coming up, we'll learn more about how high school counselors are trying to help students through errors and delays to the federal student aid form. That story is coming up in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. A warning, this story for the next 45 seconds includes descriptions of sexual assault. A new lawsuit says that child sexual abuse at Illinois juvenile detention centers was pervasive and systemic for decades. Lisa Dwyer has more.
The complaint details disturbing accounts from 95 men and women housed as children at nine youth centers from 1996 to 2017. The claims include gang rape, forced oral sex, beatings, and groping of children by corrections officers, sergeants, nurses, therapists, chaplains, and others. Many plaintiffs say they were threatened or rewarded to keep quiet. The Illinois lawsuit echoes similar cases in several other states. Some of those cases have gone to trial or resulted in settlements, while arrests have been infrequent. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Three lawmakers in Illinois' Jewish caucus visited the University of Illinois yesterday to express support for Jewish students. Democrat Tracy Katz Mull represents the northern suburbs of Chicago in House District 57. She says she is happy with how university officials are handling campus protests.
They're doing a good job in real time, adjusting and adapting. Student safety always has been and always will be their priority. So I want to thank them for that and give them support and encouragement they need to follow through.
A pro-Palestine encampment has been on campus since April 26th. Two people were arrested during the first day of demonstrations. There are Jewish students both in the encampment and among counter-protesters. Promise Healthcare and the Champaign Unit 4 School District are working together to launch a new school-based health center. Illinois Student Newsroom's Stephanie Mosqueda has more.
Promise Healthcare is a federally qualified health center that provides medical services for people in Champaign-Urbana and surrounding communities. The center and the Champaign Unit 4 School District were recently awarded a $50,000 grant by the Illinois Department of Public Health. Lisa Killowy is the Vice President of Strategy and Development for Promise Healthcare. She says the grant will help fund planning activities for the center.
To hire a consultant and facilitator possibly to help gather community input from the school district and the community.
Killowy says getting community input will help determine what types of services the health center will provide. I'm Stephanie Mosqueda, Illinois Student Newsroom.
The Fighting Illini men's basketball team saw Tomislav Ivicic join the program yesterday. Ivicic will be 21 years old once the season starts and has played three seasons overseas. The 7-foot-1 center from Croatia signed a national letter of intent to play at Illinois yesterday. The Illini have now added six players from the transfer portal after making the Elite Eight last year. Still to come, we'll learn more about how high school counselors are trying to help students through errors and delays to the federal student aid form. That story is next on 217 Today.
Follow comedian Jesus Trejo on a cross-country journey as he explores how comedy binds us together in the series The Roots of Comedy. Trejo talks shop with six up-and-coming comedians as they reveal their perspectives on the unifying power of their craft. This exploration of the fabric of our country is part laughs and part commentary. Friends of WILL can binge all six episodes of The Roots of Comedy with Passport starting May 24th ahead of the broadcast premiere in June.
This is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. This year, the U.S. Department of Education significantly changed the free application for federal student aid, or FAFSA, form. It was supposed to open federal aid to more students and simplify the process. However, errors and delays have left families frustrated. Peter Medlin reports on how high school counselors are trying to help students through it.
By April 26th of last year, 2023, about 52% of DeKalb High School students had completed their FAFSA. By April 26th of this year, with the new FAFSA form, it's about half of that, down to 27%, according to the U.S. Department of Education. Shirley Rouse is a counselor at DeKalb High School who works with seniors, and she says that means fewer kids qualifying for federal student financial aid like the Pell Grant and eligible for state aid like the MAP Grant. Well, what happened? The delayed and botched rollout of the new FAFSA form. Rouse says that typically by May 1st, known as College Decision Day, 99% of her students know where they're going to school next year, but that's just not the case this year.
A lot of our students didn't know until mid-April, you know, how much financial aid they were receiving. For students who had to make corrections, they couldn't do that till mid-April, so I still have students who don't have award letters from schools.
This is months behind the normal schedule, where most students receive financial aid award letters in December or January. This year, students couldn't even try to submit their FAFSA until late December, but that's when the errors and glitches started. Now, obviously, this is not just a DeKalb problem. It's an issue students across the state and the country have encountered. There have been processing errors, technical glitches, and calculation mistakes. And Rouse says families who don't have social security numbers have had particular trouble.
This year, they could create an account still, but there was major glitches with that, and that just got fixed this week where parents could go in. It was sending them to where they had to verify their identity, and it wouldn't allow them to do that. So that's impacted quite a few students as well.
That means forms submitted in early January were in limbo for months before they could even try to correct them. 64% of DeKalb School District students are low income. Many might be first-generation college students who aren't used to filling out FAFSA or maneuvering the college admissions process. And DeKalb High School has hosted financial aid nights and FAFSA events since the fall, and they're still holding workshops during lunch to help students. It's been really frustrating for counselors like Rouse, and it hasn't even been easy to find which students need help.
I couldn't even access who completed the FAFSA until, you know, the middle of April. And last year we were able to do that in November, so you could connect with kids.
May 1st is known as College Decision Day because it's the admissions deadline at most schools, but because of all of these issues, many universities pushed back those deadlines. And with some of her students just receiving their financial aid award packages and others still in the dark, Rouse says they just have less time to make these big decisions about their future.
I can tell you in the last few weeks, I've had a lot of students come and like, I received my award letter. I'm thinking Kish might be a good option for me, or this was my number one school and I'm realizing it's not financially an option. So a lot of students are having to pivot and really late in the game.
She didn't expect this year to be such a mess. It's disheartening, but she still has faith that next year will be a lot better.
I think they predict 1.5 million students will qualify for the Pell Grant, more than in the past, the way the form was set up, so that's huge.
She's still seeing finished FAFSA forms roll in and says 30% of DeKalb students have completed it now, but the school year is ending soon. And Rouse is encouraging students to email her over the summer if they run into more issues or have questions, but says it's a lot easier to help families and students navigate this in person, so they'll keep up the lunchroom workshops until school lets out. I'm Peter Medlin.
And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 80 degrees. And that's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Lisa Dwyer, Emily Hayes, Stephanie Mosqueda, Colin Highslope, and Peter Medlin. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.